Blog Talk Radio.
Cupid's got a gun. Now who said he's a lover? Really, he's a murderer.
I gave it to you, cause you asked me for it, baby, thought I go soft, but I can't control it once the gun go off, like pow, cap, bang, now we chasing every skirt with a Barbie, bang, on some Nicki shit with the Minaj gang, got you tight every time that BlackBerry rang, but man, nah, I have nothing to do with that, I just made you fall in love, but you,
your match.
And it started in the club, huh, why, cause he had drinks for ya, you was so gone, took him home and laid with ya, played with ya, feelings, but he's not feeling, now I may have a gun, but I'm no villain, no.
Cupid's got a gun. Now who said he's a lover? Really, he's a murderer.
I make hits, not the public. I tell the DJs what to play. Understand?
You understand? No, it was good.
What's going on?
Hollywood and Friends.
Happy Sunday.
It is May. I was about to say March. May 17th, 2020. And day number
595,600 days.
Yeah, we're here. We're still making it.
Right.
How was your weekend in quarantine this weekend? Because it changes every week, you know. Could be up, could be down, could be neutral.
Neutral. I ain't do much.
You ain't do much.
I ain't do much. What you want me to say? You want me to make up a story? Because I could be a good storyteller.
Same here. This weekend I was gonna go out of town.
Because I want to go.
Nah, it was,
I want to go somewhere. I'm tired and not going nowhere. Like, ridiculous.
My latest godchild, it was her first birthday, and I was supposed to go celebrate, but
now you wild.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. So
you wild? How you not going to go?
I don't know.
And that's what you told me. If you would have told me that's what it was, I would have made sure and convinced you to go.
Yeah.
Because you did tell me you wanted you to go over there, but I didn't know it was about all that.
Yeah. Teams don't remember this.
Nah, they really don't.
I'll be there for the next one.
I gave my daughter a big blowout birthday party. This is when we used to have the birthday parties in the house, though.
Yeah. I did the same thing for my nephew.
I remember.
They don't. It's the first birthday party for kids is usually for the parents.
Right.
Usually just, most parents, is usually your first child, and you usually go all out. And it's more
but
so
you know
just
what?
To show, like, oh, little Tutu gonna have everything she ever won in life.
Tutu.
Little Chi Chi, little Mama,
little
Stink. Whatever
tutu.
These people be calling their infants and toddlers.
Tutu. And they call her Kiki.
It's always a double. We know
yeah,
it. We know
always.
Kaka. We know a Ben
yeah,
Man. We
Kaka.
Know a Sean Sean.
Bye bye. Yeah,
why the double?
Sean.
Why?
Doodle. Like, why you think it's doodle?
Yeeks.
Doodle.
So yeah, it was a pretty chill weekend overall, all around. I'm telling people what we're gonna be talking about today, though. Breonna Taylor. If you don't know her name, that was a lot of
movement.
I thought
it was Breonna.
Oh, I don't know how she
pronounced it. You know, we're in quarantine, so right. We still got shit to do around here.
You know, I'm always butchering names, so it could be pronounced Breonna, but she spells it B-R-E-O-N-N-A.
Okay.
So I say Breonna.
Okay.
Her name is Breonna Taylor, and we're talking about today because she's one of the latest victims to die at the hands of police. It was a botched raid, and people are calling for justice for her. So we're talking about that. Boozy. Lil Boozy. Well, I think he's formerly Lil
Boozy.
Boozy
or
Boozy? He just goes by Boozy. Boosie.
Talking about Boozy.
Boozy. That's not how you say it?
Boosie.
Boosie.
Yes.
Wait, I forgot how to spell independent.
I don't even know what he's saying.
I-N-D-E-N-T.
Just say you forgot.
I legit forgot how to spell independent for a second.
I didn't even know that was him.
That's his song. That was when he was Lil Boosie. Now he's just Boosie. He's super entertaining on social media.
Absolutely.
And I heard they giving him a new version of Flavor of Love.
That's
would
a
be fitting.
That's a diss.
He the new Flavor Flav.
He don't look like him though.
No, that's a diss. So what he's in the blogs about, not because of how entertaining he is, but because he said some wild stuff on his Instagram, where I don't even know if it was on his Instagram, let me not say that, but there was a video. Probably was a live where he's saying that he paid an adult woman to give his young nephews and sons head, and they were 12, as young as 12 years old.
What?
Yeah. So some people are calling for him to be investigated by Children's Services, and we'll get into it a little more and why he's feeling justified in that, and I'm curious to know what people think about this. But yeah, we're talking about that. We also talking about Luda and Nelly. They had their versus battle yesterday on Instagram.
Who won?
I'm gonna say Luda. We're gonna get into it more, but I'm gonna say Luda. it was dope though. I will say that it was super dope. Niggas was calling Nelly Riley because he was having internet issues,
right? I see.
Like Teddy Riley was.
A bit of that.
So,
I was like, why he not playing music? I actually caught the part where Luda was like, this ain't none of my songs, but I'm going to play this, blah, blah, blah. Until he get ready or something, he said. That's what I saw. I saw that part.
It was
and
a
I
lot
was like,
happening. It was dope. Overall, it was dope. We're talking about the finale of How to Get Away with Murder, whether we liked it or not, what went down. It's a series finale, meaning there's no more ever coming back again. This is it. It's
why
over.
Though?
Why, right? And got a update on Ahmaud Arbery in that case. So we're going to kick it off with the question of the day. And once again, if at any point you want to chime in on anything we're discussing, 646-716-8544, press numero uno. We'll bring you on. Question of the day. What is one word that describes your current mood? It's 3:09 p.m. Eastern. Judy.
Can I use more than one?
Well,
can I use two? Can I go Can I go twice?
Well, we'll let you go twice.
All right,
what's the
I'm
first
go
one?
After you. Fat. That's a move, right? That's a move.
It's a mood. It's a mood. It's a mood.
All right. What about you?
I'll say determined.
Okay. Right now.
Right
at
now.
At this moment.
At this moment.
Okay. Okay.
What's,
sounds
what's
good.
Your other one?
Bitch.
So basically, your mood is a fat bitch.
Yes. That's
what you're
feeling
telling
today.
Me right now.
I gotta get out of here. Yeah, this is too much.
Jeez.
I'm trying to be good. You know, I cheated a little bit on Friday. I sat on the boardwalk, you know, but man, too much.
Too much.
Gotta get out.
I gotta see
you. You shouldn't even talk because you be out. Not outside hanging out,
though.
But you be going.
The one I was telling you about with the when it was like me trying to explain to my doctor why I gained so much weight in quarantine.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
hilarious. I gotta send it to you.
This is crazy. I gained 12 pounds. Like, no.
Jeez.
No. Fucking crazy. And you would think
you
I was staying home and not working. You would think I wasn't working. All that moving I'll be doing, I should not, This should not be happening. To me?
You're gonna do this to me.
Right.
We got a response on IG from Batman SR7. He says, awake.
Nice.
Okay. Once again, 646-716-8544.
My mood
Christine
is
Monroe.
Moody.
Uno. Whole mood.
My mood is moody. So.
Let's get into what's hot in these vlogs.
All right. Let's get into
Breonna Taylor. First responder, EMT worker out here on the front line during
right.
this pandemic. Home in Louisville.
Right.
Sleeping.
Home now. Remember that key word, home.
Home. Sleeping with her boyfriend, or I forget if he's like her husband or Beyonce or something, but I'm going to just say boyfriend
like
right now.
Boyfriend, yeah.
Sleeping. And here comes the police in the middle of the night and
right.
Bust in the door without announcing who they were. They were looking for someone who was just recently released from jail, because let's just a sidebar. You know how during this quarantine they releasing a lot of like nonviolent offenders from jail.
Right.
This person that was released apparently shot a cop or killed the cop, something along the nature that had to deal with a cop, and he got released, and I guess he wasn't supposed to be released, so they were looking for him. I don't know how they get Breonna's address, but meanwhile, on the other side of town, the guy was already back in custody. Somebody wasn't communicating, and here go these cops. In the middle of the night at Breonna's door, busted down. And now, if you in the bed, it's the middle of the night, you have a right to carry a gun. Someone busts in your door, what is going to be your first response?
To pull your gun out.
More than likely, grab your gun and defend your household.
Right.
Especially when they don't announce police, this is a raid, or whatever they say.
They just bust
up.
In your shit.
They just bust in. The boyfriend, fired a shot.
Oh, really?
He fired a shot. The cops, and I don't know if they started shooting before he fired that shot or if him firing was in response to them firing. when it was all said and done, they let off more than 20 rounds.
20
in
rounds?
In that house. More than 20 rounds. Hitting Breonna, I forget how many times they said. It was a lot. It was more than 10 times, I want to say, they hit Breonna. In the process.
Your song said, my God.
That be happening, it seems. Like, it's like on time.
Right on cue.
They shot so many shots, the bullets went into, like, the neighbors' homes. Like, you've seen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And mind you, this is just an innocent couple minding their business, trying to get some rest for the next morning to go back out here on the front line. Breonna was. And she didn't even make it to the morning because the police are or could be imbeciles.
That's
and then
crazy.
It gets worse. To try to justify what they did, murdering an innocent person, they have her name in the papers, or had her name in the papers and in the news as a suspect. Was killed during the raid. They arrested the boyfriend and charged him. The fact that he fired at them too and shot one of the officers, despite them not announcing themselves, they was probably cheering, like, yes, we have something. They tried to charge
That's
him
crazy.
With like attempted murder and stuff behind it.
Wow. So what happened? Did he get out?
He got out on bail. I'm not sure right now what's, I think he's like awaiting like trial or something, but he was released and they was even fighting that, like literally upset that he was released, as if he was a criminal in this matter. Like, y'all bust in their apartment, in their home, with no warning.
That's so crazy.
With no announcement.
Right.
And
so they don't see the wrong in that?
They're not seeing it. They're trying to justify.
So what was the officer that got hit? What was his injuries?
I think he got shot in the leg.
Really?
It wasn't nothing like major. All because they was at the wrong address.
And they don't see the wrong in that.
They would do anything to not see the wrong in that, to be justified. We see it all the time. They'll falsify the police report, whatever they got to do, just to justify it. Instead of saying, we fucked up. We had no business being in that apartment. Imagine that. Imagine if that was what popped up on our TV, the police doing a press conference and admitting they were wrong and saying we messed up, we should not have been there.
No,
that would never
happen. Not gonna happen.
And now her family has to fight for justice after losing their daughter.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
That's messed up. Imagine going to sleep not knowing that. You know what's the worst part? Is that we out here trying to duck and dodge corona, but still getting killed in other ways.
Right. And she out here helping people.
Right. This is what you get. Just like I said, this is what frontliners get, a freaking air show, and now they're going to remember her. Now they're going to, you know, say she just had to lose her life first. No matter what the case was, she still died too soon.
Definitely. As well, and this is what we deal with. Hashtag to be black in America. And the guy they was looking for didn't even live in that complex at all. Like, who was in charge
of
being there?
First of all,
he
was already in custody.
Right. Have
it
they
don't
just
matter where
checked
he
with
lives.
Somebody, anybody? they could have found that out.
He was already in custody. So.
So now
that's
him,
crazy.
The boyfriend, even though he technically did nothing wrong here, he had
right.
a license to carry, and he was defending his home. And to, for against intruders who didn't announce themselves as police. And now he's facing first-degree assault and attempted murder of a police officer. They're trying to ruin his life after they ruin his life.
Wow. Disgusting.
Nice. And now, watch they just, like, settle. They're going to probably give the family some millions of dollars, and they're supposed to just be...
Now, millions of dollars is not going to bring her back.
Over.
Millions of dollars is not going to bring her back.
So not only do we need justice for Breonna Taylor, we need justice for Kenneth Walker.
Or...
Who's the boyfriend?
That's crazy. I can't believe that. It's one thing to... I'm not even going to say it's one thing, but it's another thing. The fact that these people were innocent, you want to call them civilians, but innocent people who just went to sleep. Just like you said, to get up, to work another day on the front line. And they were
right.
just turned upside down in a matter of hours. That. Real bad.
Yeah, so rest in peace to Breonna. We'll see how this plays out. Yeah. So let's move on. Sue Boosie. Lil
Boosie.
Boosie.
Yes. Flavor Flav Jr.
Songs like Wipe Me Down, cause I'm on. Wipe Me Down, cause I'm
on.
Oh,
that's
wipe
a
me down.
Song.
Shoulders,
I know.
Chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest.
I ain't
pants,
even know.
Cause I'm on. I'm on.
I know. That's crazy.
So. Yeah, he was on Instagram Live, and people, I guess, screen recorded it or whatever. So these clips started circulating where Boosie made comments that he paid someone. This is what he said. He said, "I'm training these boys right. I'm training these boys right. Ask any of my nephews. Ask any of them. Ask my son. Yeah, when they was 12, 13, they got head." He said, that's
oh
how it's supposed
God.
To be. He said, hell
well,
yeah,
I
got my fucking son dick sucked. He said, you're fucking right.
Oh
yes, a grown woman, grown, super grown, checked his ass out. Checked all my nephews out. Super grown. Is she grown? She checked me out. He said, I know what the fuck she did to them. She checked me out, that bitch. He said, I'm getting them prepared,
what?
Man.
Now, as
so,
a father, would you do that?
I wouldn't. As a mother, would you do that?
Of course not.
So, some people are calling this child abuse. They're calling for him to be investigated by Child Protective Services. What do you think about him getting this done to them? Do you think it's child abuse?
Yeah, I don't know, because I know a lot of guys that do that. It is child abuse, yes, but, you know, that's what they be doing. I don't know, that shit is crazy. I think it's crazy. Like, you as a grown woman, first of all, sucking on those little 12-year-old boy things.
Right.
Now, I could see if he was, like, 18 to 21, maybe, you
right.
know what I'm saying? But you... A 12-year-old, what are you doing?
Right.
Times is that hard?
That's crazy. That's
right.
That's technically statutory rape.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's like rape, but I know people who've done it. But they mostly like from the islands. Now, I don't know any American men that have done it. Not saying that they don't, but the ones that I know.
But yeah, it's definitely, Boosie is a wild, wild boy.
No, that woman is a wild, wild girl.
That too.
That woman.
That too.
That woman. She played herself.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
You played yourself.
For real.
I don't know what to say.
I know what to say. Next topic. Cause I don't want to waste time on Flav.
On Flav. Wait, one more thing about him before we move on. They say he also said in this video, he said, that's why my kids have iPhone 11s. They can watch as much porn as they want. It's better than them watching cartoons. He says better than them watching cartoons with two men kissing.
Oh, shit.
Because, you know, he's the same guy that was going in on D-Wade for allowing his kid to transition. So he's like, I guess he feels doing this is going to ensure his sons is like into girls.
Not going to be gay.
Right.
No, because they saw the video of D-Wade's son like, look at them girls over there. Remember? So you don't know. They could be doing it just to please him. You know what I mean? Ashamed on the down low. You never know. So he needs to stop.
Sheesh. I wonder if people really call. Well, I'm sure they did. Because, you know, that's the internet. I'm sure people really called, but I wonder if they really went to investigate. I guess it probably depends on where he lives and the laws on statutory rape or whatever, or the time it happened. I don't know. Because I don't even know how old these kids are now. Because they were 12 and 13 then, but how old are they now?
I don't know, but I think one of them was like 14.
Okay, so it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
Wipe me down, cause I'm on. Yeah. Once again, 646-716-8544 is the number to call, chiming on anything we're discussing. And be sure to follow us Instagram, I am Hollywood, and Judy.blue, BLU. And our producer, Stacey, at Hampton Blue Network, BLU on Blue. Let's move on to the versus battle with Luda. Luda!
Right.
And Nelly, which you only saw like 2 minutes of.
Yeah, because it was just standing still, honey.
It was dope.
I need
from
more.
From the jump, all I know is Luda had a sound check. Luda made sure he had a sound check and he had a video check because his shit was crystal clear. His songs were sounding like they was coming through Instagram, not even like they were playing from a speaker in his room. It sounded like that shit was coming through Instagram. So he came prepared. He watched all those other verses, battles, and was like, that's not going to be me. Mans was prepared.
And it was Nelly.
And Nelly, from the beginning, his shit was sticking and freezing, and he would be talking, and he wasn't hearing nothing. He would be dancing like Teddy Riley Hype Man was, and there was no music playing for us.
Who, Nelly?
Nelly. This was in the Beningen, though. In the Beningen.
This
is what happened. So apparently there was storms going on in St. Louis, and that was messing up the internet connection. So
he should have said that in the beginning. We don't want to hear it now.
He actually did. He said it.
Oh, okay.
So it was probably maybe.
So they're gonna have 15. To get another go at it.
No. They made it through. So it messed up in the beginning and in the end. So in the beginning,
okay.
he went off the air, and To Kill Tom, Luda, they was really about to call it. Like Swiss Beats was saying, we gotta postpone. And then Luda was like, wait, they saying wait. They saying hold on, he trying to get it back together. So Luda started playing music in the meantime. That's probably the part you saw. He was playing music in the meantime until.
And he was like, these ain't my, don't count this.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't count
like
this.
And then the storms passed and Nelly came back on. And they was rocking for a good while. It was little glitches here and there, but they was good for the most part. It was dope. I don't know. I want to say this might have been, this is arguably one of the best ones. I think you would have liked it. If had you watched through.
I don't believe it.
I think you would have liked it.
I don't
believe
it.
This was the early 2000s era. This was the joints. This
Ludacris was one of my
them bows, drop bows on him.
Ludacris was actually my celebrity crush back then. And you know I don't like motherfuckers. I still didn't want to watch. It was too, when I turned, it was staying still. I'm out.
This was Dilemma and Love You and
That wasn't one of my favorite songs.
This was so I could get it something in my Air Force One, big ball.
That wasn't
in
one
air,
of my songs.
I said, give me super.
Only thing I like from Nelly was Hot in Here. And what's that other one?
Hot in.
I don't know. So I don't know, but I know it was another one.
This
and that's
all
it. Only
is,
like.
I say Luda took it, but Nelly had some joints. I can't front. Like the St. Lunatics, they had some joints, and updating my playlist with all of them. Soon as Tidal put up the playlist, because they do that where every verse is battle, they put up the set list, what they played, and it was dope. Some of the shit you forgot about when they played it, like, oh, I forgot about this joint. Yeah.
Then now your playlist will sound like mine, mostly 90s music.
That's already. That's already.
That's
now
all I got.
A little more.
I mean,
yeah,
I got good stuff, up to date stuff, but it's mostly what I like. I even got the Osley Brothers. What's that?
Yeah, mine is mostly 2000 and 90 and 90s. If you want to go take a ride with me in the back of the MV, my LD play. Hey, much be the money. They had me hype. I ain't going to hold you. Like, literally, I was in here, like, partying by myself. Like,
you be all
right.
You was just bored. I get it.
Nah, legit, it was dope. And they talking about the idea of doing a versus tour. I would go.
Oh, my God.
I would go. I would go to the Ludacris and Nelly versus tour.
Wait, that's it? Just them two?
I mean, they the ones said it, but I don't know.
Because that's like just them two. Like, you got to have more than that.
You know, it would be special guests. You got
tour.
Luda did mad shit with Ciara.
Always somebody got to do extra shit.
Nelly got other joints with other people. They got a lot of, like,
who
collabs.
Started the tour? I mean, who started the versus Swiss Beats and who?
Timbaland and Swiss.
Well, it should be their tour then.
I think they might set it up. But the thing is, with it being their tour, is going to still only have select people at a time because everybody ain't going to be able to tour at the same time at every city. Like, it's going to be different artists
all,
every city.
First of all, let's be able to have a concert first.
Right,
okay?
right. So we're talking
about
the end
of
2021.
Okay.
That's probably when we're going to get it. But people was getting on Nelly, too, for some other reasons, because it was at least three songs I could count that he played that nobody knew. And he was in it and loving it. And it was like, they like, he's just playing this for himself. Like, because you know these verses, you play the hits. You don't play the album cut that it's just that nobody ever heard. But Nelly was in the zone. Nelly was like, Nelly was a mood the whole live. Like, he was up. He was dancing like Ludacris was being cool for school on some baby face shit, just sitting there like, he got up at one point and tried to do a little something. I was like, he tried to do a little something, but what he did, he changed his clothes like three times in the process, Luda did.
Who?
He went from a jersey to a t-shirt to a sweater hoodie. I think he was promoting a clothing line or something.
No, I don't know, because my baby father had that jersey, so that wasn't new. Part of no clothing line.
And that was a long time ago. I forget what he started with, but I know he went from a t-shirt or whatever he had on, a jersey or
he's
a t-shirt.
He's prima donna ass niggas.
He went from that to a tank top in 2 seconds. I literally looked down at my phone, because I was watching it on my TV. I looked down at my phone to type a comment. I looked back up. The nigga was in a tank top. I'm like, yo, how he changed
what?
That quick?
What?
I was like, he said,
like they was
hand.
On stage? Boy, you got to stop. This got to stop.
It was dope, though. It was dope.
Say wow.
So now we got to see who's next. There's a lot of rumors and talks about.
Right.
Who you say you want to see again?
Nobody, because I didn't watch anybody. I would say nobody.
Switch Beats.
I could say each person. Wait, I'm sorry. I could say each verses. I went for like 2 minutes. I didn't even make it to Erykah Badu and just start. I'm not going to. I make it.
I only seen like 2 minutes of this too. I ain't going to front. Most of the other clips came from me watching it after the fact on
I ain't really seen no clips like that on the Nobody page. So it must not have been that.
The only ones I watched through and through was Teddy Riley and Babyface and Nelly and Ludacris.
Okay.
Those are the only two I watched from the beginning to the end. From the beginning. But Snoop Dogg was on live with Swiss, and they was discussing who should be next. And Swiss was saying he wanted Missy to go against, who he said? It was some guy. And Snoop Dogg was like, we can't have a girl against a guy, because if the girl wins, the guy's not going to like that. Something like that, he said. And I was like, what?
But it's a male-dominated industry, so.
I'm waiting for Missy. I'm waiting. There's nobody else
Missy versus who?
I say Diddy. That's what I
Missy
think that would be.
Missy versus Diddy?
I think that would be the battle of all battles.
Who would you put up against Busta Rhymes?
That's who Swiss said. That's who Swiss said. He said Missy and Busta. That's what he said.
Yeah.
But for me,
that's what
Busta,
made me think of him.
I would say I think Luda could have been good against Busta.
Yeah.
But I don't know anybody else right now. Busta is Busta. Like,
right.
I guess if you had to choose someone, I guess Missy. If he's not gonna put her against Diddy, I guess Busta. But I think Diddy.
Why
would be a
Diddy?
Better, I think Diddy
Why
would be
do
a more
you
epic.
Diddy?
Because the catalog for both of them is stupid. Like from a production standpoint, that's what I think. Think they both got the same reach in terms of having their hands in every, well, not every part of it, but Yeah. I don't know. I think it will be good.
Let's see what happens.
Up next. Let's see. Missy versus Jermaine. A listener said both producers and songwriters. Okay. I could get jiggy with that. Missy and Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, I can see that. But we gotta see, because we don't know. Jermaine could have wrote something for her. She could have wrote something for him. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know if that's.
There's a lot of names being thrown out right now, like 112 and Jagged Edge, Dr. Dre, Diddy, Alicia Keys, John Legend. A lot of names.
I want to see some female rappers.
Facts. I think Missy is it. Erica and Jail shared a song they wrote together. It was beautiful. And similar to Nelly and Luda, Luda played an unreleased version of this song that was supposed to have Nelly on it, on the hook. But Pharrell, when it came out, Pharrell was on the hook. What was the name of it? Dang, let me see if I could.
Don't ask me.
Shake your money maker, that joint. Nelly was on the hook originally, and they had some label issues. So when it came out, it was Pharrell. But he played the original version. Surprised Nelly with it. Nelly didn't even know he was going to do that. So they was talking about re-releasing it and all that. So. Shake your money. All right, so let's move on. Should we go into a song or just keep it moving?
Just keep it moving. Why, you got to take a dunk?
No, I'm good. How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, finale. Lord.
Lord Jesus. Series finale. This is the sixth season, and it's gone. Did the finale live up to your expectation, Judy?
Say that again.
Did the finale live up to your expectation?
Let me see.
Pictures.
I don't know, because it was a little too much. My heart was not good. Like, I thought.
Facts.
My heart was beating so fast the whole time. Like, what's going on? I had to keep pausing it. I didn't even want to watch. I told you, when it comes down
to
like the season. Yeah, when it comes down to like season finales and it being the last show, you know, of the show, you know, I would like to procrastinate because I don't want it to end, but I know it already did. So. I watched it to have me feeling a certain kind of way. I ain't even gonna lie. I didn't expect the people that died to die. But I knew.
Did I? I'm trying to think if I did. But you
knew
what?
I'll be doing like spoiler alerts or something because I want to say.
Spoiler alert. If you ain't seen it and you want to see
it. I knew. When they
showed phone away or whatever.
When they showed, I'm gonna give you 2 seconds. All right, 2 seconds up. When they show the person get shot on the set,
right?
I knew it wasn't Annalise because she didn't have that color on.
Right.
So I already knew it wasn't her, but I did not expect. It to be Bonnie and Frank.
Yeah.
And the governor.
Really, the blazer was the governor, right?
And what would you want to say before I continue?
I say I liked it up until the very end. Like you said, it was edge of your seat, like heart anxiety. My anxiety is like, yo, they going in. So from the beginning to like the first like 40 minutes or so, it was good. Leading up to, once that court scene happened, where the shots happened, after Anna Lee shook Bonnie back to death. Can you see how hard she was shaking?
Whoa, yes, she was shaking the shit out of Bonnie. I was saying that like, damn, you're not even supposed to move though. She's like, I made you.
I felt that though. I felt that she. It was like.
So
a
we know where they lie.
They
was like, that was her best friend.
Yeah. But also, how they she Bonnie sitting there talking to Frank for like 30 minutes while he shot, and then as soon as Annalise come over, she shot now. Like, and now she dead in 2 seconds. Soon as Annalise gets
two
there,
seconds, right?
Two
I was
seconds,
like,
she's
damn,
dead.
She's not that fast.
You was just talking
and
to Frank for 30 minutes.
She forgot all about Frank. Right? As soon as she seen Bonnie was shot, fuck Frank.
Right. Like, Bonnie, no, don't do this. And Bonnie was just slumped in 2 seconds. Boom.
In two
Done.
Seconds.
Blood
she
just
was
started
a good
going
actress,
more,
but...
spreading more. Like, really? So I feel cheated. I didn't like the end. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was pieced together. It really felt like they just threw it together. Like, because I was... For one, I feel like they should have gave us 2 hours, and that's what they get for trying to cram it all in 1 hour.
Right.
So they gave
How
us a good
Christmas?
45 minutes, which was confusing as hell. I thought they was in heaven. I'm like, why they all old with gray hair? Like,
right.
I really thought it was they was in heaven or something for a second.
How about two guys was back together, Oliver and what's the homeboy name? His husband. Yeah, he didn't even leave a last impression on us. You see that? You don't even know his name.
Dang.
Well, Oliver and his husband. First of all, I thought Oliver had HIV, so you mean to tell me he outlived in the league?
Hey.
Right? Think about
That's
it.
That's right. That's right. They want us to not remember that or something.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah. So he's still alive?
So, yeah, I don't know. That ending was real thrown together. I guess they wanted us to look like they... lived this long life and Annalise just died of old age. But it's like, I feel like they could have kept them young. Just like, kept them young and just left it
All
left
of them look
open.
Wild old. Right. All of them look wild old. Like, why the fuck y'all look so old? They look just as old as Annalise did.
It was just I ain't like that. I ain't like that.
But it was good.
But I do feel like they left the gate open a little bit to possibly bring it back, but it will be with a whole new cast with Christopher leading.
Well, I don't want it.
Because they already made them old and dead, so they can't bring them back.
We
so it would have
that.
To be with Christopher leading and a whole new cast of young people.
No. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you're going to kill it, then kill it. We don't need Christopher to come back for shit.
So, yeah. I was a little disappointed, man.
Mm-hmm.
They did that shit like a time lapse. Just like.
And they always unpredictable. Like, they always got husbands to everything.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And now right. What? Now what are we gonna watch?
Right. How about For Life? Have you watched For Life?
For Life, I have not. I gotta catch up.
Yeah, you do.
I gotta catch up. Yeah.
Can you make a mask out of a bra cup?
Can you? That's what you said?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah. I want to say somebody did that, like as a joke.
Cause I got this.
Like put the bra, put the whole bra on their face.
Did you see the lady I sent you with the Bible on her face?
Yeah. People are getting.
I believe it.
Extra.
Looks about right to me.
Right. I rebuke the corona.
Anyway, what's next?
So about the Versus thing, real quick, a listener said, too bad R. Kelly is a perv, he would blow them all away.
Oh.
Yo, speaking of R. Kelly, during the Versus when Nelly was having technical issues, Ludacris played this new song that he got that's featuring Lil Wayne. And in it, he mentioned something about R. Kelly, and I was like, yo, it's dope, first of all. The song is fire. But he said something like, I love R. Kelly, but around my daughters, I don't trust them. Something like that, he said.
Wow.
And I was like, jab.
Wow.
Yeah, so we probably gonna hear that song soon.
Who said that, Lil Wayne?
Luda said it. That was like that was probably like his fourth ball. He threw that in there.
Anyway, what we got next?
I wanted to talk about give an update on Ahmaud Arbery. So you know that he the two men who murdered him were arrested after 2 months or whatever. So. It's been revealed that the person who recorded the video was technically like an accomplice to it and not just an innocent bystander.
Right.
So many people were calling for him to be prosecuted as well, including Jay-Z, who him and his team sent an open letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he said, we call upon you today as official leaders of the great state of Georgia and with the entire world watching to ensure that a fair trial is conducted as that only can lead to the appropriate felony convictions of both McMichaels. We also implore you to charge William Bryant as an armed accomplice to the crime. So William is making rounds on the news, and I don't know if maybe this is his lawyers, like, you know, get out there, get your face in front of it, like, play the victim role, whatever.
Right.
This man out here talk about he fears for his life now. And he wants to, he said, I'm trying to get my life back together. I'd be lying if I say I wasn't scared. I had nothing to do with it. Cry me a river. You could hear him cock his gun in the video.
Waiting, ready.
He's their neighbor. He was only there because he's their neighbor, and he was in on the chase. Not to say that he would have shot Ahmaud too, but you was a part of the whole shit. So yeah, you an accomplice. You should be.
You reported. You ain't stop it.
And it's not like he put out the video because he felt he got a conscience all of a sudden. They only released it because they thought it was gonna help the McMichaels. That's the only reason why the lawyer released it. So get out of here with your news circuit press conference.
Press tour.
Playing victim with your bowl cut. Knuckle.
Come on now.
Ugly looking head ass. No.
How you gonna say ugly looking?
you up with your old stupid ass? How that little boy doing on the video? Oh, stupid ass. You dumb ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care about you, William Bryan. Do all your press conferences all you want. Just take that L and go join your neighbors in jail.
Yep. Why is he even out able to do these press conferences?
Right.
He should be locked up right with him.
Like, get out of here. Talk about he had nothing to do with it. Look out of here. All right. That was all I have for that. So that was my update on Ahmaud Arbery. But let's get ready to get into What Blows. What Blows, What Blows. Part of the show, we say we get on our skin, what irks our nerves. Let's get that theme music pop.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it.
Shut up. What blows mine? It's the part of the show we say we defend our skin. It's our nerves. What have you saying, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544. Press 1 right now, right now, right now.
Where the fuck is my hazard pay? That's all I want to know.
Facts.
That's all I want to know. Where's my hazard pay? Hello, what y'all waiting for? Y'all busy fucking showering all these unemployed motherfuckers sitting home doing nothing. What's up?
Facts.
We on the line. You over here spoiling them with all this money, and you ain't give us a dirty dime. I heard workers in Kroger's only got $2 extra as hazard pay. What the fuck is up with that? $2 extra?
Disrespectful.
Might as well don't get them. And they're about to stop getting that.
I got a friend that work in a bank, and they got extra, I don't know if it's a month or every paycheck, but an extra $200. And they get paid bi-weekly.
Crazy.
So I don't know if it's every month
that's
or every
$100 a week.
Paycheck.
Or $50. Yeah. Either $50 or $100.
Right. Right.
That's crazy. And meanwhile, they're giving people who've been out of work, they ain't been doing nothing. Not saying it's their fault, it's everyone's fault that's out of work. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying people who would been. Remember we went to, when we went to Barney, and we bumped into my cousin, and he was like, oh, I'm not, after this store closed, I'm not going to work here. No, I'm not going to work for a while. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, he's been getting unemployment since February.
And now
he's just
bonus.
Living. Like, what? Right. I'm not hating or nothing. Like, I'm happy that they're getting whatever, but they're getting a little too much for us not to get shit. That's crazy.
Fact.
Why would it take so long? Like, I don't understand. What's the hold up?
They don't care.
What's the fucking hold up? They don't care, if it wasn't for the frontline workers, things wouldn't have went the way they did. If it wasn't for the frontline workers going out, working, putting their ass on the line every day. My cousin died on the front line because of being on the front line.
Right.
That could have been any one of us. Not saying money solves everything, but damn, we ain't asked for no fucking air show. We ain't asked for motherfuckers to be banging pots at 7 o'clock. That's nothing. That's not going to do nothing for us. Like, talking about thank you on the windows. We don't care about that. Okay, you're welcome, but you need to go protest because we need some more funds. right. out here risking our life. Shit's crazy. Showering these motherfuckers with $600 extra a week all the way to January 21. Are you kidding me?
What's crazier is there are actual, like, nurses who are, like,
right.
literally there who aren't getting, like, the nurses who's coming from other cities and other states who's coming to, let's just say, New York, for instance, they giving them extra, like, as an incentive to come all the way from where they're coming from. But the people who actually here, live here, who worked in that hospital before the out-of-town nurses came, they still getting their regular old pay.
Right, that don't make no sense.
What kind of sense does that make?
It's like you work because you don't want to be a deadbeat, but it's like you get more privileges when you were deadbeat. It's either you rich or you're a deadbeat. That's it. No in between. There's about to be no middle class no more. It's over for middle class. You either poor or you rich. And that's just what it is.
That's true. Dear Don God, it's crazy for sure.
It's crazy but true. That blows mine.
Here.
My friends are sitting there like, yeah, I got my unemployment. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about that. You ain't doing shit. I don't want to hear about that. I hope you're so proud, right? You're a loser.
Yay.
Nah, seriously, my cousin was in the emergency room and lost her life because she was on the front line, because she got sick at work. She worked, got diagnosed, and died in the same hospital, and caught it in the same hospital, let's not forget.
Mm-hmm.
So, we ain't asked for no fucking air show.
Back.
Give us some, all that money y'all spent on the fucking air show, y'all could have spent on us. Not a dirty dime.
So now that the house passed this new bill. Is a $3 trillion. The first one was $2 trillion. This one is $3 trillion. And it is including some hazard pay in there. I don't know how that's going to affect frontline workers. How much, if it's going to be a dollar or 50 cents or 10 cents, who knows?
Right.
But they only passed the House, and now I got to go to the Senate, and I'm already hearing remarks from people in the Senate that saying it's dead on arrival as soon as it gets there and
right.
all that. So who knows if it's actually going to pass. Who knows what their gripes are with it, why they're not wanting it to pass. But maybe they'll come to some sort of middle ground and pass it, but whether we're getting hazard pay in it.
There might be some type of stipulations with that, too. Because I read somewhere you got to work more. Like, for the people who don't work 25 hours or more, might not get it.
Mm.
That's crazy. Because you still out there, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, facts. Whether you're
it
out
shouldn't
there for
matter
2 hours
how many hours you're doing.
Or 8
right.
hours, you on the front lines.
It shouldn't matter.
You still interacting and dealing with people who possibly could be affected. So it shouldn't matter how much in total you work for the week.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
You out there, you still putting in your part.
I was just seeing Cuomo did a press conference,
right.
And I didn't even know I thought that they were allowing any and everybody to be tested, but it turns out that's still not the case, which is crazy
what?
To me. You still got to meet certain requirements before you can be approved to get tested.
Wow.
So I know people in California who they were allowed to get it tested without having no symptoms or nothing like that, but I think those were like independently funded testing sites, similar to
right.
what I spoke about Beyonce and her mother did, last week or 2 weeks ago. I think it's like independent sites. But the government-funded sites, they still got these requirements. He was running down the list. I can't remember everything off top, but one, you got to have symptoms. Another one was if you feel like you came in contact with someone. I guess that's an easy lie you could tell to get a test if you wanted to. But that was another
one. And then
when
they lie, tell your ass you got it, and they put you in quarantine.
And another one was essential workers. If you are an essential worker and you're dealing with people daily, then you can qualify to go get it or whatever. But I'm just like, how they still having these stipulations behind the test? Like, how do we not have enough tests? Like, it's a test.
My question is, like you said, how do they have any stipulations when people are saying they didn't have any symptoms? So if you don't know, if you don't have the symptoms, then you don't know.
Yeah. And especially if they really want to, like, do this whole, like, flattening the curve thing and all that, you got to start testing people who don't have symptoms.
Right.
Because they could still be carriers. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yep. This
whole thing.
Crazy. It ain't getting no better. Everybody could think it's getting better if they want to, but I don't see it getting no better. Because the people out there not wearing no protection, not wearing no mask, no gloves, no hand sanitizer.
And then you got other idiots who are actually protesting the right to be out there, raw dog, and let us outside type shit. And it's like, I guess. Just don't
feel next
to me on
the
plane.
Just out there. Right. Y'all give, they not care, and they just out there. You're crazy. Anyway, next.
I want to say, this blows mine, but then the Blasio kind of came with a little fix, but we don't see how this plays out. So, you know, the NYPD was supposed to have been enforcing social distancing and people wearing face coverings, but it was seeming real one-sided. Because it seemed like they were only really enforcing it on us in the black and brown communities. And the other communities, they wasn't really doing it as much. It wasn't doing it at all, actually. Let's just say that. Because the statistics came out, and men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And the numbers show clearly who was getting cited and arrested for this. And it wasn't them. So there was this video that came out of the cops throwing this girl down and arresting her on an Atlantic Ave train station because she had her mask down under her chin. She didn't have it on her face. And
now, come on,
they really
crazy.
Like manhandled her wild crazy, and she had a kid with her and all of that. And now, more than likely, they're not charging her with not having a mask on. More than likely, they're charging her with shit like resisting arrest, maybe even assaulting a police officer, shit like that that's going to stay on her record.
Well, if you ain't never approached me, I wouldn't have had to resist.
Right. Shit that is going to stay on her record and potentially ruin her life, or for her having her mask below her face. And what happens is that the cops, you know, for one, they don't like to be embarrassed. Like,
right.
At all. Like, so if you are making them look a certain kind of way, even if it's just your words, because she ain't putting her hands on them. She's just saying what she's saying. Like, I got my mask on. Like, get out of here. Like, leave me alone. And all it takes is for one of them to grab at her, even without having no reason to grab at her, and as an instinct, her pulling away. Now I got cause. Now come here. You resisting. It's like, what?
Messed up.
So de Blasio put out this new thing where they are not to arrest or fine.
Harass.
Right. He says that he wants them to, like, calmly try to persuade the person to yada yada. Some shit it says. So we'll see how it plays out. But you know, cops do a lot of sneaky shit when no one's looking.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is the end of it. Really, it was blowing my mind. Like, y'all doing too much.
Way too much.
Too much.
Way too much. That's sad.
So, yeah.
That's
crazy. Last call for alcohol. You got anything else?
Nope. I said my piece.
646-716-8544. In the meantime, in between time, Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Email us, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. And follow our Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. Judy, where can they find you?
J-U-D. J-U-D-Y.B-L-U, Judy Blue on Instagram, Judy Blue on Facebook, Judy Blue on Snap, you know, be on there, here every Sunday at the same time. Also, on YouTube at Hampton Blue, you can check our videos out, our challenges, and our interviews. That's it, right?
Dot
I don't be nowhere else.
And follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at I Am Hollywood, and on TikTok at I Am Hollywood NY. And follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram, BLU on Blue, and YouTube.com/Hampton Blue. And that's it.
That's it.
We appreciate you for tuning in. For listening, however you're listening, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn app, Blog Talk Radio. It's Memorial Weekend next week, even though outside is closed. We're going to see how that plays out. But we out here.
We out.
Thanks for tuning in.
No, we not out here. We not. But we out of here.
We just out. we in here.
Thank you for being a friend.
From the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my part right here. Hallelujah.